the fact that the Maryland horse industry is so rich in tradition, and it was a public-private partnership that put $20 million into creating the Fairhill Special Event Zone. And then again, just being able to promote an event that only happens in seven places in the world was an opportunity that was presented to me that I just couldn't pass up.
Everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Pegasus Equine Entrepreneurs. This week, we have a really unique and opportune podcast for you, as today we are sitting down with Jeff Newman, who is the president and CEO of the brand new Maryland Five Star at Fairhill, which takes place next week from Thursday, October 14th through to Sunday the 17th. Now, for those of you that don't know what this is and why it's a big deal, it is the highest level of competition in the three-day eventing sport. It's three-day eventing's equivalent of the Kentucky Derby for horse racing or the PGA Masters for golf, for example. But even more rare, as there are only 7 five-star events in the world each year, and Maryland had to compete against countries from all over the world to win the right to add this new five-star event to the global calendar, which it just did. So, from 2021 onwards, Maryland will continue to host the Maryland five-star event each year, meaning America will now host 2 five-star events annually, with the first being the renowned Kentucky Rolex 3-Day, or, as it is called these days, the Kentucky Land Rover 3-Day. Now, the other really interesting thing to know about this event, if you are not a 3-Day eventer yourself, is that it is a 5-star. 3-Day eventing as a sport has a difficulty ranking system that goes up to 5, with 5 stars being reserved for the most difficult events. To put this in perspective, 3-day eventing is an Olympic sport, but when they compete at the Olympics, it's only a 4-star event because the Olympic Committee deems the 5-star level too dangerous for the Olympics, as it is not uncommon, unfortunately, in 5-star events for riders or horses to get seriously injured. So the Olympics make 3-day event Olympians compete at a 4-star level as opposed to a 5-star level, which, ipso facto, makes this new Maryland 5-star event a more exciting event than watching the 3-day eventing at the Olympics. So now that we understand the significance of this event, imagine having to build it from scratch for the very first time and during COVID. That was Jeff's job. He had to project manage the build out of everything from the courses through to the facilities, the vendors, the partnerships, the volunteer army, and everything else. And he had to do it all during COVID with no blueprint for success, as the event hadn't been run before. It's not like he took over from a previous CEO and just ran with the how they have always done things plan. He had to create the wheel and make it all work with the added pressure of getting it right, considering it's now only 1 of 7 events worldwide. You don't want to be the guy or girl who was given the brand new shiny event on the block and then screw it up. So this podcast is about all of this and more. It's about why did Maryland bid for the event, how did they win it, the challenges of putting the event on, and what we could all expect there next week. Now, besides the actual competition itself, for us spectators at the event, of which the Pegasus team will be one, there will also be a slew of other activities to participate in. For example, there will be a retail vendor village, there will be family-friendly activities like Horseland, there will be a beer, wine, and spirit showcase, and a fresh food fest, and much, much more. So there'll be plenty to do in between competition events and things to occupy the kids if they get restless. Well, that's enough from me. Let's jump into the podcast. If you want to learn more about the event or buy tickets, head over to maryland5star.us, spelt Maryland, then the number 5, and followed by star.us. Or if it's easier, I'll just leave a link in the show notes to all the details and where you can buy tickets, etc. Also, one quick admin note, Jen and I did actually record this video interview. So if you head over to the Pegasus Instagram account at the Pegasus app and go to our IGTV, you'll be able to watch the entire interview there. All right, team, that's enough from me. I will shut up now. Enjoy this podcast. Learn what you can from Jeff as a very experienced event organizer, and we look forward to seeing you at the Maryland 5-Star at Fairhill next week.
G'day. Yeah, So to start off with, tell us about who you are and what event is coming up next month that we're all excited about.
Jeff Newman, and I'm the president and CEO of the Fair Hill Organizing Committee, which is an affiliate of a nonprofit called the Sport and Entertainment Corporation of Maryland, which is essentially created in 2019 to really move Maryland through sports. And so one of the first opportunities that we had was to submit a bid for what's now called the Maryland Five-Star at Fair Hill to bring one of only seven equestrian events of its kind here to Cecil County. So I come from a event production background, done so many sports from tennis, golf, college basketball, college football, you know, beach volleyball, you name it. But it's my first opportunity in equestrian. And so I thought it was a great new challenge, first off, to do an event with animals, specifically horses. The fact that the Maryland horse industry is so rich in tradition and, you know, has more horses per square mile than any other state. So great story there. It was a public-private partnership that put $20 million into creating the Fair Hill Special Event Zone. And then again, just being able to promote an event that only happens in seven places in the world was an opportunity that was presented to me that I just couldn't pass up. It's just a great story and opportunity to do something really unique for Maryland and create another tentpole event, you know, for the state. So I love event production. It's where I come from. It's what I'm built on. And this is a new challenge for me, but it's been a ton of fun.
So what happened in 2019 or leading up to 2019 that coerced the Maryland government to undertake such a large investment and a large feat?
Well, the economic impact of the horse industry for Maryland is tremendous. I mean, it's $2.8 billion and has 28,000 jobs. And the state of Maryland just started taking a look in the mirror, so to speak, looking at all the different equestrian facilities. And they knew they needed an upgrade. So Fair Hill was identified as part of a horse park system study, not a horse park, meaning like what Kentucky has, but more of a horse park system. So the state started investing in improving the equestrian facilities, and Fair Hill was identified as the location to really focus on a steeplechase, flat track racing, eventing, show jumping, and dressage. And so the state and the private sector agreed that they would split really a $25 million investment where the state would put in money, the private sector would raise money and create this new Fair Hill Special Event Zone. So it was really the best of both worlds coming together to try to elevate, you know, the facilities here in Maryland. You can see what's happening with Pimlico and obviously with the Preakness. So it's just an effort by the state to elevate the facilities here. You know, seeing what Kentucky has, for example, Kentucky has a beautiful horse park where they host a five-star three-day event, and they also have the Kentucky Derby. Well, now Maryland can say we have the Preakness and now the Maryland five-star. So, you know, just really just upping the ante, if you will, and really just taking care of an industry that's taken great care of the state, you know, for a long period of time. So, you know, I'm excited to really just stand on the shoulders of a lot of people who for 20 years tried to make this happen. When COVID hit, you know, we all hit a speed bump. So this is literally 20 years in the making. That's about to happen in 3 weeks, October 14th to the 17th. And we're all excited, you know, the opportunity to have fans, the opportunity to really showcase this new facility and, you know, really get people to understand how Olympic eventing really is at its highest level. And it's pretty exciting.
Right. So how many people are you expecting for the event on the day, considering that COVID is still kind of, you know, people are getting back on board, but how many people are you hoping for and expecting?
We're hoping over the course of it's 5 days when you count the horse inspection jog. We're hoping that we're going to get somewhere between 15 to 20,000. That's a realistic goal coming, you know, still dealing with the Delta variant, but, you know, we're an outdoor event. Again, something that's, been a while in the making. So we think that's a realistic, you know, year one goal that over time, you know, we hope to become what Kentucky has. You know, they've been around since, you know, for 60 years, but they get 80,000 people over, you know, 5 days. So that's really the ultimate goal, is to bring that kind of audience here to Cecil County. And we'll get there. I think we just need to, you know, establish the event, run a great event this year and really show people why they should come out and see not only the competition, but all the other non-competition things that we'll have as well, from shopping, you know, sponsor activities, some really fun stuff for people to enjoy.
Have you found that the equestrian community and economy of Maryland has like been really behind you and put a lot of effort in to support this?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like an alien when I first started because, I don't have an equestrian background. I've probably been on a horse twice in my life. But I saw the opportunity to run a major event. And as I've gotten into the industry and learned, you know, really how different the disciplines are in the equestrian business, but just the passion people have for horses is just amazing. And so I really felt that people embrace me because they know I'm trying to showcase, you know, why Maryland has such a rich tradition and just really create a great economic impact for the state. So I think people have been just extremely helpful in helping me learn. And I think I've been helpful in helping them learn in terms of event production. So it's been a really great experience.
Sure. Yeah. So going back into your background, so if you didn't grow up riding horses and et cetera, so what's kind of your background? How did you come to be at the helm of what is probably the most serious equestrian endeavor that the country's probably seen in a long time?
Yeah, it's really an honor, frankly, because I come from, like I said, a sports live event background. I ran what's now called the City Open Tennis Tournament, a professional ATP WTA event here in the DC area for almost 20 years. And I've also done, like I said, college basketball and college football in this area. And, just know how to run major events. That's been my DNA. And that's where I've, really thrived in my career, I feel like, in terms of bringing events to life. And so when this opportunity came about, I worked for the Sport and Entertainment Corporation Maryland, which was created by a guy named Terry Hasseltine. He's the head of the Maryland Sports Commission. And so he's trying to bring major events to Maryland. And so when this opportunity came up in terms of Maryland winning the bid for this five-star, it needed to become a major event. So I felt it was a good opportunity for me. He felt it was a good opportunity as well. So it really was a good sort of match.
Hey, are you an equestrian event organizer looking to put on your next clinic or schooling show? Pegasus is about to release its new event management system, which is a modern platform that makes it easy to accept entry registrations, receive digital signatures for your event paperwork, as well as manage the logistics and scheduling of your event. You can even digitally showcase your vendors and sponsors so that brands have much better visibility than the traditional logo on a fence. Pegasus has made it easy to run an event from start to finish with features designed for everyone involved, especially the riders, who can now easily register and receive real-time updates. Gone are the days of running your event through Facebook or tech from the 90s. Check out the launch of the Pegasus Event Management System at www.thepegasus.app. That is www.thepegasus.app.
Yeah. When you say winning a bid, is that something that is similar to an Olympic bid where you have to put together all of the analyses, you have to hire the consultants? Like, what goes into a bid for getting something like the Maryland Five Star?
Well, first is the venue. And I think that was what separated us. Again, the investment that was made to create this new Fairhill Special Event Zone. Yes, but there are cities from all over the world that were bidding for this. There's been six of these five stars in the world for years. And then the five star designation is actually fairly new. It's always been the four star, which was the highest level. So they recategorized the stars and now created these five stars. So it's really rare that one of these will come about. So it's a process, it's visitations. It's, what are the amenities in the area, from obviously hotels, the venue, transportation, accessibility, where all the factors that a governing body would feel would make an event successful. So is the community going to support it? I think all those factors come into play, and then also financial backing. You know, so we were fortunate enough to have all of those. And so, you know, many cities in the world apply for this, even some as close by as Virginia. And, you know, I think the facility really spoke for itself, and it's really going to help elevate U.S. eventing in particular, because there's only been one event in the U.S. In Lexington. And now this really gives an opportunity for the Americans to compete at the highest level and against the best, where hopefully that will translate into more gold medals. So yeah, it's a long process. It took several years, and you know, it's all coming to a head here in a few weeks.
Awesome. Right. So this was a global competition for the right. It wasn't just within America.
No, it's an international multi-day competition. And in terms of the bid process, yeah, people from all over the world were trying to get this, because I coming from a tennis and golf background, you know, it's like the majors in tennis. You know, there's the Wimbledon, US Open, French Open, and Australian Open. That's what five-star means to the eventing. Those are the great, these are the grand slams of the sport. So, you know, think about it in tennis. How often is it that a new grand slam would come about? Pretty rare, and if never, in a lot of cases. So the fact that one came about, you know, was just a unique opportunity for the state. So fortunately, we won it, like you said earlier. And, you know, this right here in Cecil County. So it's a rare opportunity for people to see the pinnacle of a sport, you know, and Cecil County is just a beautiful place for it. And I think people are really going to be surprised if they've never been to Cecil County, what it has to offer. And then of course the new Fairhill Special Events Zone and just how beautiful it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've seen a few mock-ups of all the development that is occurring, especially around the cross-country course. Can you talk a little bit about all the things that you've put into the grounds for this event?
So we're on Maryland Department of Natural Resources property. And so they've been an awesome partner. I mean, they've done so much to try to, you know, elevate the venue. So not only is the Fairhill Special Event Zone, which incorporates a new oval track, and to maintain that is just an enormous undertaking in itself. In addition to that, is brand new arenas to host the dressage and show jumping with state-of-the-art footing from Atwood Equestrian Surfaces. And it was all completely dug up. I mean, when I first started, it was a construction zone with looked like, you know, we were in the sands of Egypt, because you couldn't see a blade of grass. And now it's covered in grass. It's absolutely stunning. The cross country course was a separate project in itself too, where it's 4 miles of beautiful terrain to create this new course to accommodate a 5-star. So it took getting one of the best course designers in the world, Ian Stark, to give direction, and in partnership with a lot of people, the Maryland Department of Natural Resources, a group called Fairhill International that has run eventing here at Fairhill for years. And then my organization, the Fairhill Organizing Committee, all collectively coming together to, you know, bring this facility to life. So in addition to that, the Maryland Stadium Authority as well was one of the project managers. So a lot of Maryland entities, you know, really coming together to, you know, put forth what, you know, I think people are just going to be stunned in what they see out here.
You were saying that you came here from other sports and other Grand Slams, et cetera. When you were growing up, and coming through the ranks, at one point, I imagine you had to go from being an event coordinator to someone who was also responsible for bringing in money that actually made the economics of the event work. Do you remember that point in your life? And did that impact the way you kind of looked at sports and the way you kind of looked at these experiences? And before you answer that, let me just preface that with saying that we were speaking to a prominent an equestrian who lives in the Northern Virginia area, and he was talking about when he runs prominent events, from the outsider, it looks like a sport event. But as an organizer, you're organizing and putting on an entertainment event. And so everything else that goes in around it is so crucial to the success of the event, if not just the economics, to make sure that it happens again next year. And that's a crucial part of it. So as you have been gone through the ranks growing up, from a, you know, a low level and a young employee doing event coordination through to event management and actually being responsible for the business of it, how has that experience been, and how has that experience been for this event in particular?
Well, in terms of coming through the ranks, I mean, I started out when I graduated from the University of Florida, I had a business and marketing degree, but I knew I wanted to get into sports. But that's like saying I want to be a doctor. Well, what part of sports did I want to be in? So I decided to, quit a full-time job that I had and do an internship for the Georgia State Olympics. I thought events could be something that I had interested. So, I was getting unpaid internships in the beginning, working room service at night until 1 a.m. just to get experience. And that turned into another internship with running a golf event and eventually becoming a ticket manager for a tennis event. And the best thing I learned was ticketing. I mean, the ability to know how to interact with people, to know what they want, to experience customer service and sales all at the same time. So I always recommend to people, if you want to start out in events, the best way to do it is ticketing, because you learn everything. It's all about selling tickets, because without tickets, nothing works in terms of events. You got to have attendees. We all know that more than ever coming off of COVID. So I just, knew I wanted to get new events. It was a passion for me. I didn't want to be an agent. I didn't want to be, in sports law. I knew I wanted to be in events. And that takes a certain personality, frankly, because it's a grind. Events are a ton of work, a ton of hours, a lot of attention to detail, ability to work with others in stressful situations, crisis management scenarios. So, I just thought that was where I excelled, and just took that, to then become, after a ticket manager, a tournament manager, and then eventually, continuing to just go up the ladder through different events and eventually becoming a director of the event. And I will say that, for people that are trying to get into it or any sport, you don't have to be grown up playing a sport. You don't have to be involved in that sport. It's just about best practices and running an event. So if you can get those best practices and not look at it from a passion of the sport, but look at it more as a business, you can learn the sport secondly, but it takes a while to learn how to run an event. So I just think that that's how I've always looked at it. I feel like I have a good advantage in being an equestrian now, because I'm seeing it in different eyes than most people probably see it that are close to it. So I feel that's an advantage. It could be a negative too, obviously, because there's a learning curve. But I think for the most part, it's been a real positive, because, like I said, I can look at the business of it more objectively than subjectively as just, a fan of the sport. So, it goes both ways. I think, there's unbelievable directors that have been obviously prominent in the sport. And then there's people like me that are more in the, the event production business. So that's the recommendation I would make for anybody that's trying to get into sports, really, is just know what part of sports you want to get into, what part of live entertainment you want to get in. Because if you want to be an agent, don't work for an event. If you want to be in events, don't be an agent. So it's, it's like saying, I want to be a doctor, like I said earlier. Well, what type of medicine? So just be very specific in what you want. And I knew from the get-go that events was what I wanted to do.
Was there a particular event that you remember in history growing up that really stuck with you and might have influenced you to want to become someone who works in events yourself?
Yeah, I thought initially, and I know this is going to sound a little bit odd, but the uncertainty of events, the things that you can't control, those are the tough parts and would keep event organizers up at night. But it's also the things that, if you can overcome those, it's a great feeling. So, I had worked a event. It was a golf event in Myrtle Beach, and it was just an absolute torrential downpour. The wind, it was almost like a hurricane, and everybody had to just sort of batten down the hatches, and we were able to turn around what looked like a war zone after that to be able to play golf the very next morning. And I just thought that was a great effort by a lot of people, to be able to pull that off, to play the next day. And I just said that's just something I love doing, being able to be up against all the odds and then come through. It's a really gratifying feeling, and seeing spectators come after all that hard work. So I think it's some of the, the harder moments of things you can't control, that when you overcome that, it's just a really good feeling.
So If Jeff Newman was in charge of the entire Fyre Festival, if you watched that on a documentary, then that would have been a very different outcome from what you're telling me. Yeah. I don't know if you saw that doco, but everything that could go wrong went wrong, but it was very much a managerial issue.
Well, I mean, look, think about what we've been through just from this event. You know, I first started, and again, as we started, from dollar one, literally, to try to create an event. And, you know, everything that, we've done is building towards this. So as we were doing that, you know, the world stopped, you know, as COVID hits, like a pandemic. How do you run a sporting event when, especially a new event, for the first time? And then, of course, we postponed. And once we postponed, we still had to run a test event here. And when we had the test event, there was a hurricane that hit 3 days before. And so we had to then, work around a tropical storm and a hurricane, and we pulled off a test event. We passed that event, and then we continue to move forward. And now there's a Delta variant. So those are things that you just, you know, they keep coming at you. And it's, you know, like in boxing, you just take a lot of hits, but just keep getting up. And that's kind of what we've persevered through every live event, every, you know, owner of a small business. So it's a good feeling when you know you've gone through all that and then you're able to pull it off.
Are there certain pillars that you would say are crucial when it comes to putting on a successful event? Like if you had to name your top three, like Jeff, I want to put on this huge event. Like what are those three things that you must do?
Well, I'm smiling because one of our key volunteers and partners on our staff just came in. So volunteers are so important because it's just people that have a passion for wanting to take their time off and participate in an event. It's really amazing what people do to volunteer their time. So we have 500 plus volunteers that are going to be helping out with this event. So certainly volunteers. Clearly sponsorships and donations that's what makes everything tick. So you hope that the business community can see the upside. My challenge this year is trying to educate people on what's eventing. You know, it's not a race. It's an international competition. Okay, where's Fair Hill? It's in Cecil County. It's only 40 minutes from Baltimore, 40 minutes from Philadelphia. Easy to get to. Why should I attend it? Because you get to see Olympic athletes. You get to see three different disciplines of a sport, show jumping, cross country, dressage. You see something different every day. So, you know, you just go out and obviously you try to create your what makes you valuable, what makes you different. So if you can get great sponsor support, more than just them writing a check, but them wanting to participate from an activation standpoint with amenities for the fans, you know, all those obviously sponsorship volunteers. And then, you know, just generally having an audience that wants to support an event, realizing that they have something unique that is different from other states. And I think Maryland clearly embraces, you know, equestrian. So I think those are three of the factors, you know, dedicated volunteers, key sponsorships and donors, and then just a passionate fan base that continues to support the event every year.
So you kind of alluded to it a little bit earlier, but having been someone who's come from a non-equestrian background, what have you found surprising, challenging, exciting, that you weren't expecting coming into the equestrian world? How does the introduction of horses complicate things?
I could go on for a long time on that one, but you realize that it's all about the horse. I mean, what it takes to make sure that the health and safety of the horse is paramount. You know, you talk about quarantining for people, but quarantining for animals is a commonplace when you bring in international horses, and what it means to have a mare, you know, versus a gelding, for example, and the different approach and what's necessary, you know, to have these horses, you know, be in one place. But it's the footing and the safety, and, you know, everything is about the horse, and all the other events that I've run, it's about the people. And so now that it's about the horse and the animal, it's a whole different mindset. You know, of course you got to take care of the health and safety of the riders, especially in, you know, pandemic, but you know, it just shifts your whole, it's like, if you have children, like you're it's not about you anymore. It's about your kids. Well, when you're running equestrian events, it's not about you anymore. It's about the horses. So it's really a different way of looking at the event that I've never been a part of. And, you know, obviously, you know, if there's a fatality, knock on wood, nobody wants to see that. So you do everything with the utmost care to make sure that you're running a safe and, you know, successful event for these animals.
Has there been anything that has surprised you about the equestrian industry coming from other sports?
I mean, I've said it earlier, the passion that people have and the love they have for their horses. I'm a dog person and I love my dogs and I know people who love their dogs, but I think that, you know, the what I see people in terms of how they take care of their horses and the fact that they'll do anything for their horses to make sure they have a great life. That's been just truly amazing to see. And so when you run an equestrian event, you know, these fans, they are, you know, they're just horse lovers. And I think it's been really, really surprising. And in addition to that, just all the way up to, you know, Governor Hogan and how much he cares about the horse industry and why he invested and helped support, you know, this new Fairhill Special Event Zone. So you just see it from, you know, grassroots all the way up to the, you know, state government of why they want to, you know, make the horse industry here successful.
Fantastic. So besides the actual competition, what else can spectators expect to see at the event?
So we have a Beer, Wine, and Spirits Festival that we're partnering with Grow and Fortify. Grow and Fortify is a company that represents the beer association, spirits, wines. And so they helped us organize an event where our event is really just a platform for hosting this event. You don't need a ticket to the equestrian side of things. You can simply buy a ticket to this Beer, Wine, and Spirits showcase. However, if you want the best of both, we have a bundle package where you can buy both the showcase as well as the cross country competition. We also have a farmer's market, what we're calling the Maryland Fresh Food Fest. So we're going to be showcasing local produce. We're partnering with the Department, of Agriculture to present, you know, local produce and why you should buy local. And then we have some great sponsors who are doing some fun things. So like Mars Equestrian is one of our largest sponsors. They're bringing what's called the Mars VI Pet. And it's this big transformer that turns into a VIP lounge for your dog. And you're the plus one. So
that sounds about right.
Sounds epic.
Yeah. We'll have an arts and crafts by Brook Bend Interiors. We have a sponsor, Kong Equine. So if you know the Kong for your dog, you stick the peanut butter in. Well, there's Kong for horses, and they're creating a dog daycare. So you can come out and bring your family and your dog. And then, you know, it's an outdoor event in the country. So it's literally a breath of fresh air for people to come out as a family-oriented event and see these horses do amazing things. But we'll also have a wide variety of shopping. So we'll have probably about 70 retailers that are going to be selling you know, great deal of a variety of products. So if you want to do your shopping, you can do that here. And we also have great food and beverage offerings. So our hospitality partners, Classic Catering, local group that is bringing a partnership with the Maryland Food Truck Association. So we're going to be offering a great deal of Maryland food. And we also have a company called the Wellwood that's going to be serving crabs and live music and all kinds of fun stuff. So there's lots to do for anyone. And each day is different. So if you want to come out for, you know, dressage, you can see that Thursday, Friday, and then Saturday is cross country and Sunday is show jumping. So that's what makes this unique too, is you're not seeing the same thing for 4 days. It's different phases of the competition that really presents the sport in different ways. So lots to do.
Yeah. Are all those different festivals and showcases going to be occurring every single day, or are those two only on particular days?
So the Mars VI Pet and the shopping and the things like that, those will be every day. But the Beer, Wine, and Spirit Showcase is just Saturday for Cross Country Day. And the Maryland Fresh Food Fest is Sunday on our show jumping day. The Maryland Fresh Food Fest is actually free. You could just register. You need to have a ticket, but it's free. So you can actually come here and enjoy a farmer's market. And again, if you want to purchase a ticket to the show jumping, you can, which we're obviously encouraging. So we're just using the event as a platform to host, you know, great family-oriented events to hopefully then expose people to the sport of eventing. And then if they see it firsthand, if they've never seen it before, hopefully they become hooked and then they become a fan in the future. So, you know, just presenting a something for everyone is really kind of the goal here. So that people have a reason to come out, whether you're a Questrian fan or not.
Absolutely. Big, big question, but what is your favorite of the three phases?
I mean, if someone's going to come out to see one particular portion, and the cross country is just awesome. Again, it's like, it's a 4 mile, cross country course with 43 obstacles. Seeing these horses go through water jumps, you know, jumping over things that you would think they could never do. And it's like a golf event. You just walk the course and you could either stay at one obstacle all day and watch the horses come through every 4 to 5 minutes, or you can, you know, continue to go from obstacle to obstacle, just like you a golf go hole to hole. So that's just, it's what makes eventing, eventing is the cross country portion, because dressage can be a discipline and sport by itself. Show jumping can be a discipline and sport by itself, but when you add cross country, that's what makes eventing. So I would encourage people to come out for our Saturday. If they only have a day to come out and they've never seen eventing, that's certainly the day where they really see something, you know, really cool. And you know, just what people don't realize too, that's really cool about eventing is one, it was created, as a cavalry test. It was meant to get horses and riders ready for battle. And so that's why dressage is one portion, because it's about, you know, the horse and the rider being one. And then the cross country is about the stamina and the bravery of the horse. And then show jumping is all about agility and precision. So it was all to get horses and riders ready for battle. And then it became an Olympic sport. And what's so unique about it is that men and women compete equally as one. They're going for the same medal. So like the Tokyo Olympics, you're going to see all the full Olympic team here. We also have the number one rider in the world, Oliver Townend, from the British team, where they won the gold medal. So you'll see Olympians here and you'll see men and women competing together as equals, you know, going for the same prize.
Amazing.
Is there a particular jump? So, and I preface that with, of course, at Lexington, everyone knows the head of the lake, and they all, you know, a lot of people, as you said, will perch at the lake jump just to watch that because it's such an epic event. Will we be able to expect something similar in Maryland?
You will see several water complexes. Absolutely. I can't give away what those water complexes will be just yet, but surprise, surprise. Let's just say it's a lot of Maryland themed areas that make sense for water complexes.
All right.
Sounds fantastic.
But yeah, there's tailgating, you know, during cross country. So we've sold out our tailgating spots along our 5-star course. We do have some that are ropeside still for our 3-star course. And that's one thing actually I forgot to mention is not only are we having the 5-star level, which is the pinnacle of the sport, we're also hosting a 3-star level competition, which features the United States Equestrians National Championships. And then we have another level of competition called the Young Event Horse Competition, which is the United States Eventing Association's East Coast Championships. So you get to see the Young Event Horse Competition, which is 4 and 5-year-old horses. You get to see the 3-star level, which is also sort of the, obviously the middle of the difficulty of the sport. And then you get to see the 5-star level. So all in all, we'll have about 200 horses here competing. So you'll see a lot of content for the entire day from 8 o'clock until 4 o'clock in the afternoon of full content of equestrian.
Sounds awesome.
Yeah. I'm really looking forward to it.
It's pretty cool. I like I said, I've learned to really appreciate it. When I first got into it, I was like, okay, it's a competition. It's like the Ironman competition for people. It's several different phases, but you don't really appreciate it until you really see it. I was lucky enough to go to the Burley Horse Trials over in the UK. It was one of the top 10 events I've ever seen in my life. I mean, they had 125,000 people there. They had 700 retail vendors, as much food and beverage offerings as you can think of. And I just thought, wow, this is something that we can bring to Cecil County over time. Like, you know, count me in. So it's awesome. I mean, it's just a spectacle to see, and hopefully that's what we'll build here.
Yeah. And like for those who are watching this, who haven't seen cross country before, I mean, like you, I was new to it. You said there were 46 obstacles in the 4-mile cross country course.
Yeah, I believe it's 43 in ours, but it could be up to 46. I think, you know, it just depends upon the length of our course.
The point I was going to make is that like one of those jumps is insane. Like the idea that to get through the course and finish the course, you have to successfully do 43 jumps that most people would be scared to attempt one, and you have to do it as fast as you can at pace under competition. It's insane. Like it's interesting. Like as an outsider, again, coming in, because a lot of the equestrian sports are in like quite traditional, fancy, well done clothing. And because you have sports like, you have events like dressage and stuff, which people see in it, you know, the sport feels quite, you know, specific in particular.
Confined.
Well, yeah, confined and conservative. Like you kind of forget the fact that like riding horses used to be one of the like most manly things. Like we grew up watching Westerns where like, you know, the bad boy of the movie was like on a horse galloping and all that sort of stuff. And when you actually like look across country and you take a step back and you think about it, you're like, holy shit, this is a really dangerous, like gutsy event that like, if you can really appreciate it for what it is, it's like an amazing spectacle.
Well, that, and it takes an immense amount of athleticism. I mean, 4 miles, I can't even jog 4 miles. I mean, let alone like you're galloping these insane jumps. It's remarkable.
Yeah, no, it makes you realize that, you know, the form of transportation of the world was on horseback. So you realize that when you see these horses do these, you know, incredible 4 mile terrain, that's how people got around the world. And so makes sense when you see it.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, one last question and then we'll let you go because we know you have to get on the road and get home. So assuming that everything goes excellently, what are your hopes and plans for Fairfield of the future?
Well, the first step, as I may have said earlier, is just simply awareness about the event. Like I want mainstream sports fans and live entertainment, just concert goers that are looking for something unique and different to do, and just a social atmosphere. So we want it to be a household name. At some point in time, hopefully in the next 3 to 5 years, when you say the Maryland Five Star, you know, it's on the same level of, I know the Preakness. That's going to take time for sure. And it could take 10 years, but the ultimate goal is to be a household name as a tentpole event in Maryland. Secondly, to really showcase and get people to Cecil County. If you haven't been to Northeast Maryland and see what Cecil County has to offer, it's incredible. And it's growing at an unbelievable pace. So Great Wolf Lodge is opening up here in Cecil County. So that's going to be a great family-oriented opportunity for us to bring people from all over the world and bring their kids.
What is Great Wolf Lodge?
It's a 700-room hotel that is opening up, one of the largest, and it has a water park for kids inside.
Oh, wow.
So it's like a resort for kids, but indoors. So you can go in the wintertime, and it's pretty awesome. So they're building that here in Cecil County. You know, there's going to be something for everybody. So a family-oriented hotel like Great Wolf Lodge, it's next to where Hollywood Casino is, so something for the adults. And then you can come out with your family to the Maryland Five Star. And we hope to attract people from not only just across the Mid-Atlantic, but, you know, hopefully worldwide. People check this as one of their bucket list items. If you're an eventing fan, you want to see all the Grand Slams like people do in other sports like tennis and golf. So I think it's just generally right now, it's a simple messaging. You know, what is the Maryland Five Star? Where is it? And why should you go? And then hopefully over time, people start thinking like, that's a must-see event. You know, I mean, using the whole must-see TV theme, it's a must-see event. And that's what we want it to be. We just want people to feel like it's a great social event that they can't miss.
Fantastic.
Yeah, looking forward to it. So it's just a couple of weeks away, or about a month or so.
I know. I can't believe it. It's finally here. And we're doing our build right now. And, you know, just so to give people kind of a perspective, you know, it's all temporary build. So like a golf event, like I said earlier, we're building all these sponsor chalets for our corporate sponsors. We're building covered seats that gives you access to a hospitality tent, like a courtside club. We also have a tent that's glass enclosed overlooking the arena for dressage and show jumping, where you have an all-inclusive ticket, inclusive of food and beverage. So the same things that you would see at any other sporting event, we have to offer. And so for sponsorships, et cetera, like same thing, signage, television opportunities, hospitality and client entertainment, all that's here. We just got to get people to see it firsthand. And then it becomes, like I said, just an opportunity, not only for residents in Maryland to have something unique to go to, but also for corporate sponsorships to have something that they can also gravitate to. So we'll continue to just, you know, make it simple and easy for people and have a lot of activities that, you know, will attract you, whether you're an equestrian fan or not. And then we hope you get hooked on equestrian when you see it, in particular eventing.
That sounds amazing. I can see this being an even bigger endeavor than, say, the Preakness, because at the Preakness, you show up. It typically is muddy or raining. You're standing right at the track. There's only one thing that you're going to see. Whereas here at the Maryland Five Star, you're going to be able to do a lot of shopping, see all different kinds of disciplines in one weekend. And it's going to be a much more dynamic, engaging. It sounds absolutely exquisite with the different types of packages.
Yeah. And again, being outdoors, I mean, the trees are going to change color. It's going to be, you know, really a great thing to see. But, you know, one thing I know people would say, like, well, can you bet on it? You know, like, can you bet on it like you do the Preakness? A lot of people come out because they want to bet. Not yet, but sports betting is now legal in Maryland. And eventually next year, when everything comes online, this is a great sport for sports betting. So I think that's a big upside, too, for this particular event, because the prop bets, it's unlimited, you know, what you can do in eventing. So that's a big upside for us too, that, you know, we think we're going to be able to attract a wider audience too, once you can actually, you know, participate in sports betting. So all those things are on the horizon. And, you know, like I said, if people want to just come out for one day, you know, come to cross country, I think that will really separate what we do out of others. But if you want to see a multi-day event and follow the chapters until the end, show jumping is awesome. And dressage is, it's like figure skating for horses. So there's a taste for everybody in this. And, I think each day, like I said earlier, presents something different and new.
Yeah. Bring your family, bring your friends, bring your dog.
Bring your dog. Yeah. yeah. And so I think, you know, for this first year, like I said, it's just getting people to try us out. And that's what we encourage. Like, give us a chance. Come check out something that you've never seen. I think you're going to be hooked and you'll be wanting to come back every year.
Sounds amazing.
Well, we're excited, and we're excited to be there as well. So we'll see you in a month.
Okay. Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate it. And best of luck with your show. And I think it's great what you're doing. So thanks for the time.